Hello, everyone, and welcome to Five Gyms in a Trench Coat.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
What's that?
You want to know what Five Gyms in a Trench Coat is? Let us tell you.
It's the adhesive that keeps the fragile pieces of my sanity together.
Well, okay, Jesse, what it actually is a narrative-driven TTRPG actual play where five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice.
Of their choice?
Each season?
Each season.
That's pretty cool.
I disagree.
Oh.
I feel it's the adhesive.
So, like, you guys aren't all in a trench coat?
No, we're definitely in a trench coat.
How does that work?
Get her.
Before I'm caught, you can check out Five Gyms in a Trench Coat just about anywhere you get your podcasts, or you can check out our website at fivegymsinatrenchcoat.com. Oh my god, they really are all in a trench coat.
Welcome to Even Footing Games, where we are playing a game where there are definitely no wizards, called Definitely Wizards. I am here with some wonderful people from around the interwebs, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you and plug all of their things that they want to plug. And we're going to start with Freedom, who is playing Magic Man Danny Cabbage, which I think is great.
Hello, Internet. My name is Freedom. I am a TTRPG terrain creator. I go by at ThunderWizard10 on Instagram. I make all sorts of modular 3D terrain for your TTRPG and wargaming needs. My website is ThunderWizard.games. Keep it real simple. Happy to play, ready to be silly.
Oh, what kind of magic are you wielding that is not wizard magic?
So I am using magic muscle. That is the class that I have gone with. And it'll be definitely a lot of nonsensical feats of strength and chaotic wrestling type persona action going on over here.
Perfect. Zan, why don't you go next?
Oh boy, it's down to me. So I'm Zendaria. I am currently on Twitch, FlameWolf6, Instagram as Speedy Sweetheart, YouTube is Speedy Sweetheart FlameWolf6. They did a weird naming convention since I was last on there. And I recently joined a project named Project Robbie. It is a project meant to help grieving mothers who have lost children. And I'm going to be working on crocheting some handmade items for them so they have a little keepsake after they've lost a child.
And after that, sorry to have to do this, but what kind of magic are you using?
On that series.
I completely forgot about that. I am sorry, or I would have. I am 3 owls in a trench coat, or the class known as familiars in a trench coat.
Awesome. All right, next we're going to Justin.
Hello, everybody. My name is Justin. I am a co-host of the So You Want to Be a Dungeon Master podcast, and you can find me on TikTok and Instagram at So You Want to Be a DM, trying to make it easier and less stressful to get behind the screen. And today I'll be playing The Collector, is how it is referred to. So think of a junkyard queen who is going to be crafting magic items from junk and passing them off as innate magical abilities.
Wonderful.
Love your stuff, by the way, Justin. I realized I stumbled upon you on the Tiki Talki, and I saw some clip action and I enjoyed it. It like just clicked in my brain.
Amazing.
It's okay, especially when you don't, all the things. Nobody knows who anybody
is. So many names,
All right, last but not least, I know her as Amanda. So.
Oh, hey, I'm Amanda. I am also known as Desired Effect Dice on Instagram, Etsy, and Threads if you're into pictures of my cat. And I am playing Dura, who is a frick. What was it called? I'm so good at things.
Something.
Thank you. Elemental blood. So basically, she's just was born with a lot of crazy magic and doesn't have any idea how to control it. So there's that. And that's it.
Okay. And so, like I said, we are playing, this game is called Definitely Wizards. It is a rules light two-stat TTRPG by Elliot HT. And I'm really excited to play. I'm, of course, Aaron, although I will be your test proctor as Vera Villanera. And and I did it so just to make Amanda laugh.
So good.
And so we are going to, all of these folks have recently finished their correspondence class, which not every wizard opts to do, but they have decided that for one reason or another, they didn't want to go in and do a in-person class for their wizard applications. So they've all done this and they've gotten their group and they have been informed that all the tests are being done in groups because of staffing shortages. So you guys have all been told that Vera is going to be your proctor for your exam, and you have been given the fact that you are group 317 and you are all sitting in a very nondescript waiting room with smooth jazz playing as occasionally a number goes up magically above someone's head and they call up and they get their wizard application going over or do their written exam. So you guys sit there, and suddenly your group number appears above a woman's head, and she is a no-nonsense librarian type. She has dark salt and pepper hair that has been put up into a tight bun. She's got large cat-eye glasses with the chain that goes around the back of her neck so that if they fall off, they're not going anywhere. She looks very put together, except that she has two large coffee stains on her cardigan that she's wearing, and she calls, "Group 317. I need group 317 over here, please. If you could please assemble."
I assume that's us.
That you were given that number in your letter, so you do know that it is you.
Cool.
Oh,
cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Then I'll jump up and go over quickly.
So she kind of brings you all over to a corner door and says, "Just so you know, there were supposed to be five of you. So there are five rooms in this, but the last one you guys can all work together equally. But there are four rooms first where each one of you will have to take the lead. You have 30 seconds to decide who is the lead for that room. And you will all be judged independently, but you all work together for all of the things. So you can help somebody else, but the leader is going to kind of direct people, if you get my drift. I'm going to give you about a minute or two to just kind of introduce yourselves to each other, maybe come up with any strategy. You obviously don't know any of each other, and it's looking like you'll do great. It's fine. And no harm will come to you because I am a registered wizard, and of course will keep anything from hurting you. But the test will have some dangers, but I will just make sure you're not hurt."
So there's dangers, but it's not dangerous.
Absolutely.
Totally. Okay. Cool.
That all checks out. I'm just saying.
You know, I have some questions, but I can't really think of them right now. Instead, I'll just stay here and I'll warm up for this here wizard test. And I know I will become victorious, just as I have in the past.
I'll flex.
And she's got like a legal pad in front of her with some reference sheets of paper, and she's shuffling through them. And she looks at you, Magic Man Danny Cabbage.
That's right, Magic Man Danny Cabbage is who I am, and Magic Man Danny Cabbage is who I'll always be. Ready for anything. Don't you worry about me.
Okay, the next person I have on my list is Llewellyn.
That's right, Sugar. That's right here. How y'all doing today?
Okay, wonderful. And we've got Saphira, Roger, Olivia. All one name, I guess? I don't know. That's a long one.
My parents were really weird. They wanted to make sure that I had an all-rounded name.
Oh, okay. And she kind of starts itching her nose a little bit. And just like, maybe she's allergic a little bit. And so then we're Bob. Is Bob here? You don't look like a Bob to me. And she turns to Dura.
I'm not a Bob.
Okay, Bob must be the person who called out. I apologize. And then Dura, you're our last person, that's me. Wizard applicant.
Yes, Dura.
Okay. So do you guys need any more time to strategize? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to do this? Be wizards?
I think so. And you just hear a soft oof as someone is kicked underneath the trench coat. I'll tell you, that was my head.
I think we should just jump right into it.
Yeah. I think that's quite the thing we should do. If we're ready, we should just jump in head first.
Okay. She says to you, each room will have an objective, and I will let you know what it is as we go in. They are all randomized, so I will not know until we enter the room which one it is. So she opens the door, and as you guys shuffle in, you seem to be in a study that is got desks and bookshelves, suits of armors, paintings, murals, all sorts of fancy stuff. And in the middle of this room, there is a plinth with a golden figure on it. And she rifles through her notebook and she says, okay, so the goal of this room is to retrieve the figure in the center of the room.
Who
is taking the lead in this room?
That sounds pretty easy. Of course, you know, looks can be deceiving.
Llewellyn's heavy breathing, so I don't know. She seems really excited. she seems a little stoked about this room. I don't know.
Hey, Llewellyn, you seem pretty amped. Why don't you take this one? Thing.
I'll take this one.
Yeah.
Get that thing right off that dang plinth.
We can give it we can give you a shot anyway.
That's all I need, just a shot and a prayer, and I'll be there.
Okay, just so you are aware, I realize that it looks like you could just walk over. However, there will be some sort of obstacle, just be aware.
Right.
In every room, there is a challenge.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to just make sure my boots are laced up all tight and look back at the group. All right.
Do you need a hand from any of us before you go?
Give me a toss, big guy.
Don't mind if I do. And I'm just gonna like politely reach out for your hand.
Of course.
And then like I'm gonna full step in like fireman carry over the shoulders and I'm gonna go, you ready? It's time for some magic, man. I'm gonna talk to you.
Right at the plant.
And I'm gonna cast, I think this would be, if I'm not mistaken, like a wild, because you know, maybe the throw could be just so dramatic that like when I throw it, it's like a slowish fall.
Okay. We'll
start with a wizard. You know
Are
what
you
I mean?
Gonna try a wizard first?
I'm gonna try a wizard first.
Okay, so currently I think everybody has some sort of disguise, so their wizard is at 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to roll beneath that 3 in order to do a slowish fall. All rolls will just be 1d6 in this game.
I've got my most wizardy looking amethyst d6. I'm gonna go for it. Oh boy. Ooh, it's a 1.
Okay, perfect. So as you release Llewellyn, she starts to kind of slowish fall. Anything while you're slowish falling, are you doing, Llewellyn?
It's just like drifting across the room.
Yeah, I'm probably still in slow motion too, because like it was supposed to be a dramatic wrestling throw, so I'm like
I think as I'm flying through flying through the air slowish, I'm going to quickly like thimble around with my with one of my rings and sort of squeeze it between my fingers, and just before I make contact and trying to hide my body from the test proctor, an airbag shoots out of it, cushions my fall a little bit.
Okay, so for that maneuver, I'm gonna have you roll for wild. Okay. And so everybody has to roll under 2 to make that work, or 2 or under.
It's a 2.
Okay. Yes. So
we're off to a great start.
Yeah, I know. Everything's going perfect in this first room.
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
All right. So as you get, so are you landing on the plinth? Are you landing next to the plinth?
I was hoping to be thrown as close to plinth as possible.
Okay, but landing next to it.
Yeah, plinth adjacent.
Okay, so everything goes, I mean, there's this incredible slowish fall. All of these spells are definitely not copyrighted and so are perfectly eligible as wizard spells. You manage to deploy your airbag ring perfectly. But as you come down, you can kind of see that all around you, there are tripwires, lasers, and things that are traps, like things that could. Okay. So you, because you have done this perfectly, you're able to kind of slowish fall to avoid hitting any tripwires right now, but you are now aware that this room is heavily trapped.
All right.
Do you tell us that?
Hey, y'all. There's all kinds of lasers in here.
Well, I have. Hear me out. This was This is Saphira.
I just want to let you know, Llewellyn is slowish falling, but it's not slow falling.
Slowish.
Oh, I thought Llewellyn was already on the floor.
Oh yes.
Yeah, same.
And so you're just freezing, is what I'm guessing. Once you're there, are you going straight for the thing? Because
I thought the ring was cushioning the fall.
Oh yeah, no, and you didn't fall on any of the traps, but you're right there. There are traps all around you.
So I'm just standing still.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing right now. Yeah, I'm frozen, standing still, like sheepishly looking over my shoulder at my new best friends.
I have an idea to get you out of there, but we're gonna have to talk after you get the object.
All right.
Grab
the
ring, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, we just go ahead and grab it. Grab it like I grabbed that briefcase at Wizard Wrestling Champion 69.
Nice.
I was in the crowd for that one, actually. Second row.
You don't say.
Oh my gosh.
Saphira, Roger, Olivia, whatever help you can muster, I'll take it. Otherwise, I'm just fixing to grab this guy.
You see them. Sorry. It's her at the time. You see them just kind of wave their arm a little bit, and you hear someone from, you know, from near the bottom of her trench coat, you know, that's, you know, just loud enough for them to hear. Okay, Saphira, just like we practiced.
One, two, Oh, it's just me.
This is so fun. So she's wanting to try and fly over to Luret.
Just one.
So she... No, all three of them.
Oh, okay.
All three of them to keep up with the guys, you know, to try and pick them up whenever they get done to bring them back to the start.
Nothing could possibly go wrong here.
Ahoy, mateys. Keep an eye on the horizon for the biggest adventure to sail the stinky seas. Even Footing Games presents Bathfinder, the newest and dampest addition to the Babies and Broadswords TTRPG series. Gather up your crew of tricksy toddlers and plunder your way down the big stinky river in this beautifully illustrated, cleverly designed, and brilliantly written campaign. Customize your ship and hoist those dirty diapers high for Bathfinder, sailing into port on Kickstarter. Sign up now for early release news and check us out at evenfootinggames.com.
Does it look like this? Because it's a statue on top of a plant, right?
Yeah.
Does it look like the statue is fused to the plant or just resting on top of it? Or can I not tell from where I'm at?
You can tell because you've rolled so amazingly so far. You have a feeling that this is a Indiana Jones-like situation. Where if it comes off, it's going to weight differential and set off a trap.
I imagine like every time it's been cutting back and forth, it's slowly been turning from this room into the scene from Indiana Jones. And she's just like silk fedora, then the jacket and the whip.
Just one extra piece of clothing each time.
Hold on. How heavy does it seem? I mean, you can't lift it up, I guess, but can you shift it a little? Does it seem pretty heavy?
I mean, it's definitely less than a pound. Okay. Like, it is not a huge statue.
Oh, I've got
it's
something
just
for
like
you,
a little figure.
I've got something for you, Llewellyn. Hold on a second. I'm going to take one of the pouches off my belt, and then when I go to reach inside it, I want to create rocks inside of it so that I can toss the pouch to him, and it'll be kind of heavy so he can replace, or she can replace.
Okay.
A little switcher.
So you are creating rocks.
Yeah, in my pouch.
Or earth. So I'm going to have you roll wild.
Oh.
Great.
Another one.
Great. Great. Oh, I got a one!
Ooh. Another one!
DJ
Khaled!
We're off to a good start, guys.
So,
perfectly, I know.
Perfectly. And I said, I have no idea how hard this game is going to be to succeed.
I feel it's going to get worse. We'll see.
So, you managed to make this incredibly perfect size-wise, like it doesn't look like the figure. However, size-wise, it looks really close. Okay. And you're able to just pull that out and you've got it. And no one is the wiser of your wild magic.
Okay. Llewellyn, can you catch? You got good catching skills?
I think I'm fixing to catch that real easy.
Okay, well, I'll toss it over to you then.
Okay, oh, watch out for the lasers!
Wait a minute.
It's a rope. Where is it?
All right. Now, Sophia, Roger, Olivia, I'm going to make a quick switcheroo, and you come in here, you pick me up. All right?
Okay. I have a question. Do you stay in the form of like a person in a trench coat while you're flying?
Exactly. Like, they're totally... Like, there's only like one set of wings.
Okay. And I'm going to wipe the sweat from my brow one more time. And then make sure that Sophia, Roger, Olivia is on the same page. And then quick make the switch as fast as possible. And then just put my arms out for easy grabs.
Like you're doing the chicken dance?
Yeah.
They would try it. They would.
I'm available.
They would try. I can't even. They would try to. Okay, calm down. They would try to fly over and pick them up by the shoulders to just carry back.
As flight is going to be counted as a wild ability for you, Sephira, Roger, Olivia. I need you to roll a wild.
And what do I need? I forgot.
of 1d6.
You should roll below whatever your wild score is, which is a 2 currently.
Yep.
But oh no. Oh no.
Our luck couldn't hold out forever, okay?
No one helped me, actually.
That was a 5.
No one helped me.
Actually, okay,
so that's our... no, oh, no. That's so funny.
Oh no.
Okay, so Van, you are now going to roll again, and that is going to determine what are the consequences. So go ahead and roll 1d6 again.
Oh god. Why? Why did I agree to this? Oh no!
What'd you get?
5! I rolled 2 fives. No.
So on a 5 to 6, your wild spell fails dramatically.
Oh no!
We're going to, I'm going to describe the outcome, but you also are going to add 1 to your wild. And if anybody's wild gets up to 6, you guys are all caught as non-wizards and you fail the test. So, Zan, your wild is now at 3. But so what happens is suddenly Olivia loses grip on Roger. And so as they're kind of like falling out the bottom of the trench coat as you're flying, and you have to kind of like dive and roll to get back together. And so you completely miss going toward Llewellyn. And we're going to also say that while you do that, you are also going to have gone past a laser and activated a pit trap so that it makes a big hole in the floor. However, you were above it. So like, had you been standing on the floor, you would have fallen, but you were above it. So you miss actually falling. However, you have set off a big pit in the middle of the room.
So is this another instance of failing forward?
I think it's failing downward.
Failing, I think, is what we're going for here. Right now, Llewellyn is still fine and dandy, and she can do whatever she wants. Like, hers has not been affected. However, you have to get Olivia back underneath the trench coat in a big hurry, because Vera is scribbling furiously notes as she's watching all of these spells and taking notes.
Olivia, okay. hurry up. But my talons, they just bent backward. That's no excuse. Hurry up.
So I've made the switch. I'm still standing in my back turned to my team behind me.
Yep.
Can I?
Whenever you're ready, I'm ripe for the pick. I'm like a plum, right on the vine. Do plums grow on vines?
And
it
and
doesn't
you
matter.
Did hear
I don't know anything about plum farming?
As you were, your back was to all of this. However, when Vera, Roger, Olivia crashed onto the floor and the big pit opened, you did hear all that.
Okay.
So you do know that your flight out of here is canceled.
Oh no. All right.
Hold on. I've got something that might help. I want to try to like crouch down and create like a fog effect across the floor so any lasers might show better.
Okay.
Maybe I'm trying to cast like an illusion. I want to pretend it's like an illusion spell, but I want to do actual fog.
Okay, that's fine. I'm good with fog.
So
but
wizard,
you're gonna have to roll. No, is fog one of the
illusion is?
That's to me. Fog is gonna definitely be elemental.
Wild. Okay, fine. Very good. That's 6. Okay, let me roll again. Hold on.
Yep.
See what happens. That's another 6.
Excellent. Oh god.
Okay, so this, you meant to do fog.
I did, yep.
But what you have actually done is just sprayed water all over the room, and everything is now slippery.
Great, perfect.
Fantastic.
Oh no.
What I was going to do next is not going to work as well because of that, but I'm going
to
do it anyway.
Okay, well that didn't work quite as well as I hoped, but
your wild will go up to three.
Okay.
That's all right. It's wetter than a wizard in a rainstorm.
Yep. That is true.
That one's a little bit on the nose. Not much metaphor there. Anyway.
Nope.
I'm going to just very gingerly, as if I'm like retying a shoe lace or something, and click a button on my boots, and like springs will like pop out of the bottom, and I'm just gonna try and jump across the room, across the like over the lasers back to the amazing. Holding the item.
Let's see the wild roll for that, unless that is one of the wizard spells, which
I don't think it is.
Is jump? No. Hunch, frost nip, sling harm, shield, slowish, false slime, simple illusion, and acid. So
six.
Which
no.
Guys, we're gonna be so good. So good.
Okay. So you guys were doing so well.
I know.
That our dice started working for us or something.
Yeah. So you're ready. You've got your thing. You've got your figure. Your boots go off. The water did not let you take off in the correct way. Did you roll a second six? Oh. What was your consequence?
Three.
Okay, three is... That is... The spell works, but there's a negative side effect, and you're going to add one to wild. Okay. So I think... That actually, what I'm going to say is that you kind of do not make a good landing. Mm-hmm. And you kind of slide as you're going through, and you hit a couple of the lasers, and you hear these like darts go poof, 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 behind you, but you're flying.
Okay.
So you have managed, but your wild is going to go up to three, but you have the figure in hand. And you're across the room. So Vera kind of checks off some boxes and says, very well, Llewellyn, that's a pass for your challenge.
All
great
right.
job, team. And she turns, like she flips.
So do I give this to you? I give it to you now.
Yeah, and she just throws it back on the plinth for the next team.
Imagine you just like pull up all a that duck.
It's like that wasn't what was on the thing. She just has a duck.
I love the fact that Llewellyn, who was a collector, maybe gave something else, and Vera did not even notice, and just put whatever you gave. back on there, and she just like kind of does a little, you know, prestidigitation ish sort of thing, and the room is cleaned up and back, and everything's in pristine condition again for the next group. She says it's now safe to, you know, you won't set off any traps because you did pass this exam. Mm. And she shows you over to the next door. And she says, do you guys need a minute to yourselves? Is everything okay? Or are we just ready to go on to the next room?
Well, I just hope everyone is taking care of their health and their bodies. Because, you know, in order to get through these wizard challenges, we have to take care of ourselves.
That's very good advice, Magic Man. Danny Cavill.
I don't maintain these muscles with just myself. I use the most muscly magic you have ever seen.
Absolutely.
I'd love to see it. I can't wait.
I think he'll anime blush a little bit. And it's like, you know, with his like, you know, burly black beard and bushy hair and his like bronze skin and like purple goggles and his pointy hat. You see the little anime lines.
That's adorable.
Perfect. So Vera says to you, well, if everybody has, you know, taken a sip of your water flask or whatever you have, or, you know, any kind of thing, we'll just head into the next room. And she opens the door and you immediately are in a room that looks like a common room in a tavern, but everything is on fire. Smoke is billowing out of everywhere. It's hard to breathe. You can't see anything. It is she rifles through her papers and she says, okay, the point of this one is for all of you to escape the room, so you need to make it to the other side.
So
and who is going to be taking the lead?
I can take the lead in this one if you want.
Okay, Dura.
Sounds
all
good.
Right.
If everyone's okay with that.
I'm completely fine with that.
Okay. And Dura, it's your show.
Okay, I want to try and create like a gust of wind that kind of blows the smoke away from us so we can see, have a clear path.
Okay.
Like semi-clear path. Not a spell for that on the wizard list.
Yep, no, not a wizard spell, but there are definitely wild spells for that.
Okay. Oh my god, it's another 6. Damn it.
Okay. Oh,
fire. We're on fire.
Consequence is a 1.
Okay, so you...
It doesn't do anything, okay.
Yeah. You go and you're like... Nothing happens. Stage fright, Dura. And Vera kind of pats you on the shoulder and says, you know, it happens to everyone now and again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we told that before. Thank you. Thank you. And then she's going to take like her flask out and splash it around and be like, that's what I wanted to do, totally. Fire out.
Okay, so you're just pouring water.
No, she, I'm trying to skirt around, but if can I just try to cast another spell?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Then I want to try and cast like a water spout.
Okay. All right. Definitely a wild.
Three. I hit it. I got it.
Okay, you got it.
You've got
some water spraying out of your. You don't have a wand, do you?
I do
your
have hand. A wand. No, I do have a wand. Yeah.
Okay. So you make it come out of your wand, okay. And you've got just like a little hose, like a little fire hose.
Nice. Okay, and I try and like clear us a path.
Okay. So
long
I mean,
spell will last. So
yeah, you guys are all. It's very smoky. You're all kind of. Vera's got her shirt over her nose and is trying not to breathe too deeply. And you guys have a little bit of a path. Okay. As you kind of make it to about halfway, some ceiling beams start falling. And kind of you've got a new obstacle in your way.
Okay.
Oh, okay. As one of those beams swings down, careening into the party. I think Magic Man Danny Cabbage will flex up and you'll see the ripples of cloth in his dazzling starlight robe. And he's going to take his fist and he's going to punch the air right underneath the thing. And he's going to try and punch the beam out of the way using like...
Okay, my question is, are you using shield? Or are you using a punch? Like, are you using the fist to like bounce, like to do your shield? Because that is one of the ones you have.
Well, as any good wizard wrestler does, he has to be mindful of his tag team partners. And right now I've got 3 of them, so I'm going to shield them.
Okay, wonderful. So you need to roll under a 3 for your wizard.
That'll be a 6.
Nice.
Not again for your consequences.
Well, what's that? Consequence. Oh, it's a 2.
Okay.
It's a 2.
So as you punch, we're going to say that you do just kind of, nothing happens. So as it comes down, your fist is going to punch actually the wood as it's coming down, burning. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna burn your hand a little bit, but you know it's not too bad. Dura still has her water wand and she can, you know, help.
I'll spray it on your hand a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get too close to the pyrotechnics, kids.
Can I take my goggles? Put them on and try and help my party see through the smoke. Find the best exit.
Okay, so you are trying to roll a hunch?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally.
So for a hunch, you're going to be rolling with your wizard, so you want to roll under a three, or three or under.
Three or under. Easy. Two.
Nice. Okay, so...
That's right, buddy.
So actually, because you've got these goggles on, you are able to just kind of like point Dura in the right direction so that she can spray things down as you go.
Nice.
And you're able to actually navigate to the other side of the room. And that was the whole exam for this one. And yes. Vera snaps her fingers. Everything is no longer in flame. You guys can breathe again. Very good. Very good, Dura. That's a pass for you as well.
Goodness.
Thank you, Miss yes. Villanera.
You see the little owl, you know, just kind of fluff at their robe a little bit. It's a little hot in here. Still is.
Yeah, it's warm-ish.
And she's like, yeah, if you need to take a second, I understand. Let me know when you're ready to go into the next room.
Let me just take a minute to stretch myself. You know, gotta keep limber.
Vera also will just quickly cast a little heal on your hand so that you're fresh and fighting, Magic Man.
Ooh, I appreciate that.
All the hair that was singed on like my knuckles grows back.
Yeah. Very, wow. Very knuckles.
That's obviously. How healing spells work, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Definitely wizards.
Definitely.
I like that she probably definitely. Just healed you and you just like forced the hair back out of your arm.
My hair follicles flex.
Llewellyn okay. is just watching, going, my goodness. I am sweating like a sinner in a church, I'll tell you what.
If you don't have like a little cart full of props next to your desk, I'm gonna be real sad.
I absolutely do.
Amazing.
Amazing. Okay, so everybody takes a deep breath, and she just reminds everyone that Danny Cabbage and Safira Roger Olivia are still needing to take the lead. So it is between the two of you who wants to go next. But she opens the door. And you walk into a room that looks like a large castle. Mm-hmm. There's like ornate furniture and everything, stone walls and tapestries. But you see, because of you being wizards, you can see that there are spirits in here. It is a haunted castle. And she... goes through her notebook and says, okay, it looks like this room, you need to put the ghosts to rest or exorcise them.
Did you say exorcise?
I'm Magic Man.
Yes. Well, I'll exorcise those ghosts, all right.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so Danny, this is your task. I gotcha.
You hear me, ghosts. It doesn't matter where you are or where you'll be, because in just a minute, you're going to be right here with me.
And I'll just like wait for a minute. Do I see any ghosts?
Oh yeah, you can see them.
I can see them.
They're like four ghosts in here.
I'm going to look at them. I'm going to like take my goggles, look forward, and I'm going to charge forward, and
I'm going to go straight for the harm.
Okay. All right. So you are rolling your wizard, which will need to be a three or under for harm.
I haven't rolled a wild yet. And, you know, that's because as a professional wizard wrestler, you need to play by the rules, otherwise you'll hurt your other performer. That's a six.
Okay, go ahead and roll
me that consequence. I'm changing it up. We're changing up the dice. I think I'm not going big enough, so I'm going to use this big D6.
Ooh, that's chunky.
He's a chunk boy. 5.
All right. Uh-oh. So for that, we have this one. The spell fails dramatically. You are going to add 1 to your wild. However, so let's see. As you are coming at this ghost, it kind of just shimmers at you, like, because it's see-through and you go right through. As you walk through the ghost with this intent to do harm, you walk straight through and it feels a little icky. You're not going to lie. It's not pleasant. It feels like somebody walked over your grave and you wish it would never happen again.
Whoa.
And as you do this, you run into like a big chair and crack your knuckle on the chair again.
I imagine like, you know, when like they step to the side in a wrestling ring, and except instead of stepping to the side, I step through them and like I like hit the beam on the side. And I'm like, I'll look at my allies. I'm going to say, do I need to tag a teammate in? And I mean, I could wait for someone else if they want to help me out, or I could do something.
I want to try to, like, freeze one of them. Like, make it solid, I guess. Okay.
All right, I'll slide across the room and then just, like, tag you in. Okay. Like, high five.
Okay, Dura, roll me that wild.
Just wild. 3, 3, 3, 3. I did it.
Okay, all right. So one is frozen in air. Like, you've frozen the air molecules around it, so it can't move. It also is not at rest or exercised.
Right.
So it is can't move.
Danny, can you shatter it now? Now that it's frozen in place?
Oh, I think I can. I think I'm going to get a little wild.
I'm just going to take my, like, massive ornate belt off with, like, an amulet in and, like, the massive metal plating. And I'm just going to, like, step up on one of the fancy chairs and onto the table. And I'm just going to try and smash the ice ghost with my body weight and the thing. I could either do harm or we could get wild with it.
Which one do you want to do?
I want this. This is going to be a move, so I'm going to go wild.
Okay. All right.
We're going to go wild.
Three or
under, baby. Let's go. That's 5, dude. Oh,
my gosh.
2 dice in jail now.
So again, that it doesn't, like, you do hit a frozen spot of air. However, it's just cold. Like,
you have to roll your consequence.
As you go through it, still, like, the air is cold. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead and tell me what your consequence is.
It's a 2.
Okay. So, yeah, it just goes through some cold air. No other consequences, and you fall on the floor. But you've fallen. You are an expert at falling.
That's right.
I'll break fall. And, like, the floor will crack a little bit.
I'm going to follow Danny's lead, and I'm going to run over and high-five Llewellyn and what do you got?
Slaps my head.
Yeah, you're on.
What does that mean? Oh, okay.
It means, and then I push you forward.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
Yes.
I'm gonna, like, hold my stomach like I'm pretending to have IBS issues, and I'm going to pop purple tum.
Yeah.
But it's really a dehydrated potion of mind reading. And I'm going to try and focus it on Vera.
Nice.
To see if, and I'm going to ask her, hey, professor, teacher, these ghosts are certainly something else, huh? I don't suppose you can give us any hints or anything. Not expecting her to give me hints, but hoping that she thinks of hints in her head.
Are you mind reading or mind? Are you messaging?
I'm trying to mind read.
Okay, so then it's maybe not, you just want to see if she has any knowledge
Like surface right? thoughts. Yeah, I'm asking the question to prompt like surface thoughts
and try and get her to think about the answer. Roll me that wild.
It could be hunch. I mean, it's three of three.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, if you want to do hunch instead of mind read, but if you're mind reading,
yeah,
very.
Yeah, I'm gonna go wild on this.
Oh, or go win wild.
That's a four.
Oh, oh no!
Roll for consequences.
Consequences.
That's a five.
Oh no! Okay. Oh,
no. Womp womp.
She's having weird thoughts. Why is she thinking about that?
So suddenly Vera's eyes go red.
My gosh.
And she says that sort of behavior is not acceptable under any circumstances. And this is a warning to you, Llewellyn. I will fail you if you try any more mind control spells. And you're going to add one to your wild.
Okay.
Oh. Ooh.
I would say SpaghettiOs.
I felt like stress. I was like, I thought I did something wrong in class.
Right. That's what she was going for in her villain era.
Oh no.
Well, we need to get out of Roger this.
Olivia. I know.
That's what I've been trying to look at out of character all this time, is a way that she might be able to help. I mean, so the task was to either exercise them or try to get them to see reason.
Yeah, to put them to rest or to get them to leave, basically.
I'm going to go talk to one of them.
I was about to do the same thing.
So, Dura, you walk over, and actually, Saphira, Roger, Olivia, I'm so sorry. If you want to both go over and talk to two separate ones, you're totally that welcome. Works. That is, I'm not even going to make you roll for it. They're kind of bored. They've been here a long time, and they'll talk to you all about how actually one of them was betrayed by the others and was killed, and then because they didn't have all four of them working together, then the other ones failed and they all died, and they're all pissed at each other. But the one that Saphira, Roger, Olivia is talking to, you're the betrayer one. Mm. And everybody else is more mad at you than the others.
Oh no.
Do you relay that to everyone?
I totally do.
Well, you know,
I have an idea, but it's a risky one. I can try and take out, or like try and do it very sneakily with the hairspray. I have a very pressurized can of hairspray in my sleeve,
yep.
And try and transmogrify it to holy water and spray. Just spray specifically the betrayer right in the dang face.
Okay.
That works, I guess.
Roll
maybe.
Me a wizard.
Nice.
Please. Yes. A three. Nice.
Okay.
Oh. My heart.
All right. So as this happens, the what was once aerosol packed chemicals to keep your hair looking great becomes holy water, and the one betrayer ghost goes oh no, and runs out the door, and then you're just left with the three people who are like the three other ghosts who are like, well, I guess if that asshole's gone, we don't have to like stick around. And they like kind of talk about it for a second. And they're like, you want to go see what the afterlife is about? And they're like, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, okay. That sounds good. And they all just kind of float up into the ceiling and you don't see them anymore.
That's right. And you tell them what Magic Man Danny Cabbage did for you, or should I say to you, muscle magic.
Vera checks and says, "That was an interesting way, Llewellyn. You are warned. However, that is a pass, and so we'll go on to our next room. And this one, are we all ready to move on?"
I certainly am.
I'm hoping I'm up to the task.
Drink some water, people.
Oh, water. Delicious water.
Have to keep these muscles hydrated if I want to win the belt.
So as she opens the door to this next room, you see a cliff that you are on, followed by a cliff on the other side. And there are, imagine the swinging bridges on playgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
But there are whole bunches of, like, there's a swinging bridge, there are, like, monkey bars, there are ropes and ways to climb this, like, all sorts of playground equipment across this canyon sort of thing. But all of the surfaces are covered in spider webs. And she says, she turns to Saphira, Roger, Olivia, says, "I suppose this one is for you. Take the lead. It's your show."
So we're just meant to get to the other side, right?
Yes, that is, in fact. Sorry, I thought that was pretty self-explanatory, as falling would hurt.
Now,
but it's not just dangerous, right?
Is it just one person that gets across, or is it all four?
Heal you. I'm sorry, what did you say, Saphira? Roger, Olivia?
The name's Saphira. Please just use Saphira.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Could potentially, is it just, does the whole team have to get across, or can it just be one person?
You would need to get your whole team across.
Okay. So, who's good at climbing?
That'd be me.
Okay. Who's good at the monkey bars?
Is all the equipment, all the stuff that we have to get across, is it all like rope, or is any of it like metal?
Let's say that there is a combination. So like the swinging bridge is wood, and the like the ropey things are rope, and then there are monkey bars that are metal.
Okay, cool.
So you've got a variety of materials to work with.
I want to go over to the metal one and use singe and then kind of amplify it to try and like burn off the spider webs.
Okay, perfect. Roll me a wizard.
That's a six.
Roll me a consequence.
It's a one. So.
Okay. And so you try, you fail. Vera just taps you again and says, "You know, I get it. Lots of people are worried about..."
She is so nice to you.
I know, right?
I just get a little bit of like performance anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to try one more time. Just do the same thing.
But before you do that, Dura, take a deep breath. Everything's going to be okay.
Thank you, Saphira.
Yeah. No problem.
And it's another six. Damn it.
Oh my god.
Roll the consequence.
Four.
Wait, that's me.
Okay. So, for that one, and did you try the same singe again?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to say that was a wizard spell. So it does work. But you unintentionally use wild magic, which makes complete sense for you. As you are, so it's just more fire than you were expecting for singe. And it goes like down the whole thing. The whole monkey bars is cleared of spider webs, but it does add one to your wild.
Okay.
So you are now at
four for wild.
Okay. So you guys have one cleared way across if you're all great at monkey bars.
I think I'm going to try one more time. I just kind of watching this, feeling a little bit better. No more bugs. The only kind of bug I like is a June bug. And I thank goodness those are gone. But I am still feeling some, I'm so sorry, gang. Let me just take a step. I'm an IBS girly. Just I'm going to take a blue tum this time. Okay. And I begin to levitate slightly afterwards. And I'm going to hope to fly across.
Okay. Fly is not one of your spells. So this is
be wild.
Yep. Okay. Let's wild. Let's get wild. Llewellyn, what you got?
That one right off the table. Dang it, man. My wild is a 4. This is a 5.
Oh no.
We're so good at dice, guys. Consequence. So good.
I'm actually going to start getting stomach problems. 3.
All right. So it does work, but you're going to add 1 to your wild. So that puts you at?
Tooting. That puts me at 5.
Oh, no.
No.
As a reminder, if anybody in the party gets to 6 wilds, then they are all going to be found out as wild magic users. So,
what's
going to
happen? Wait. When we all hit 6?
No, when one of you hits 6.
Uh-oh.
So you guys can decide if you want Llewellyn to roll a wild magic again, although she has a much better chance of hitting her roll because it's at a 5. So,
uh-oh.
You never know. Okay, cool. So yeah, I'm kind of coasting over.
Okay.
But feeling embarrassed.
But you were able to traverse without stepping foot on the bridge, and you can glide right across without getting cobwebby. You don't see any spiders around right now, just spider webs.
And so there's the bridge, the monkey bars. Is there anything else?
There are like ropes that you could swing from rope to rope. Those also have spider webs on them, though. The monkey bars are cleared. And that's the only thing that's cleared of.
Well, I could get a warm up in real quick and I'll go across the monkey bars.
Okay. Let's say that that's muscle magic. So let's have you roll a wild.
Wild.
Bye-bye.
Here we go. I'm scared. I'm scared. That's a 3.
Okay.
Which is it? Passed. That's it. Yeah, that's right. Because I have a 3 wild. Well, let's go. I'm doing something.
So just as easy can be. Yeah. Llewellyn is all verklempt.
As I'm swinging across, the sleeves on my wizard coat will just disintegrate.
Oh, would you look at that?
Pay-per-view.
But Magic Man Danny Cabbage is across, and so is Llewellyn, who is just thrilled to you know be there, fanning herself.
Front row.
Why don't you take a rest there, a little lady?
I have a Magic Man Danny Cabbage tattoo. I'm actually a big fan. I'm embarrassed, but I'm fangirling over here. Literally and figuratively.
Like the fan just came out of nowhere.
Saphira and Dura.
Dura is going to try... I can just like levitate something across with me on it, but I don't know how to make it like look like a spell. There's no like levitate spell, so I'm gonna try and use a shield.
The kind of the mythos behind the game is that these are low level spells, but there are higher level wizard spells that you would be able to access were you actually a wizard.
Right.
So like you can do something that a normal wizard would do, like a, you know, some person's floating disc or, you know, some sort of thing. Yeah. If you think you can make something you do look like a normal D&D wizard spell, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm going to do like, so I want to like lift up a piece of like rock and then I jump on it and I'm going to be like, oh, it's a levitating disc that's what obviously I want it to look like. Totally normal spell that totally normal wizards know.
Roll me that wild.
That's a 4 and I have a 4.
Okay, succeeds.
That is how you do it, Dura. I'm proud of you.
Dura is across and has skateboarded and looks really cool doing it. Vera kind of looks over at Saphira, Roger, Olivia, and says, I thought this was your challenge. You're the last one across.
I thought it was too, but I guess I'm making sure my teammates get across before I try to get across.
She writes something down on her legal pad.
Legal pad.
Covers it up.
Okay, fair enough. All right, guys. Not even, you know, just really, really low. All right, guys, let's try this again. So she'll try to fly across again.
Okay, hit me with a wild roll.
You got it.
I don't got this.
I love the deep sigh when you roll a dice.
Yeah.
I rolled a four. It's like a mechanical part of rolling dice.
Roll me, and you still have a 3 for wild?
I still have a 3 for wild.
Okay.
So roll me the consequence.
That'd be a 1.
Okay.
Now I roll a 1.
That's fine. So the spell peters out, nothing happens. You just kind of start flying and your wings get tangled up in your coat and you just kind of go back down. And nobody's the wiser. She's just looking at you and still writing notes about why you're so slow.
It's okay. I get performance anxiety too. It's all right. Just take a deep breath.
You're right, Dora. Thank you. Before, you know, you hear an owl from the middle of the trench coat or the middle of the wizard robes before they try to take off again. This is not going to be. But now I have an increased chance of getting it.
Yep, no. You do. No, you didn't. You didn't go up.
It only goes up if you roll certain numbers on your...
Oh, never mind. I'm still at 3. I rolled a 2.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great.
Incredible.
Okay, so no problem. Saphira is able to lift Roger and Olivia up and fly across nonchalantly. And Vera just follows behind you doing kind of a floating thing similar to what Llewellyn did, kind of a hover as she crosses the bridge as well and gets you all to the other side of the canyon. And she's like, okay, that's going to be a pass. And this final room, if we had had a 5th person, would have been their turn. However, as it is, just all of our tests are 5 rooms. So you need to work together. And it's anybody can be in the lead again, or you can all work equally together. But she says, are you ready to go?
Before,
I was like, just a minute, Miss Vera Villanera. I need to speak with my tag teammates before we go into this final one.
Absolutely. Feel free. Take a moment to yourselves. And she kind of walks to the side so she's not overhearing you.
All right, guys. My dear friends, we've gotten this far. I believe that we have what it takes to take home the belt of a wizard license. Now, I'm going to tell you something my mother told me. No matter what, don't let any fear or doubt crawl into your mind, because when you do, you'll be squished like a little bug. You have to dig down deep and find the muscle magic inside of all your hearts.
Wow. Mrs. Magic Man said that?
Mrs. Magic Man did indeed.
Wow. She sounds like a wise lady.
Mm. A very wise Babbage family is my dad's side.
Oh, fair. Fair.
Of course.
Got the beard from my mother.
Thank you for those words of wisdom, Magic Man.
We're going to go out there and we're going to get wild.
Except Llewellyn. I don't think
Llewellyn I'm going to get pretty wizard, I think. I'm going to wizard the hell out of this one, I'll tell you.
We've passed all of them. And Vera walks over to the door and holds it open for you all and says, you know, after you guys. And as you walk through this door, you are in kind of a, like a Roman stadium kind of thing, like a gladiatorial ring. And Vera says to everyone, so this one is you have to defeat your opponent, whatever your opponent is, and you'll be able to see it in just a moment. And as she's saying that, you hear a clump, 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 and it is a T-Rex.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And I'll, like, you're Magic Man, just, like, raise his arms and anyone who's in sitting in the stand to try and, like, kind of, like...
And there are people, it's obviously kind of fake people because they're just like, but as they do this, they'll go up, like not very enthusiastic, like kind of cardboard cutout type of, yeah, go.
Nice. Okay.
So it's Llewellyn's
stomach rumbles for real, but I'm like, put the Tums away.
I'll step forward. Oh boy. I've been waiting my whole life to fight a T-Rex. Ever since my father lost to Rexzilla, the wrestling champion, I've had a personal vendetta. You're mine.
And I'll charge forward and I'll try and harm him.
Okay.
All like, right. And I'm going to try and suplex him. That's what I'm going to go for. Or no, you know, better yet. Better yet. Let's see. I'll start with a suplex. The standard German suplex.
Okay.
And harm.
Gotcha. All right. So you're rolling wizard for this.
Starting with wizard. It's not time to get wild yet. Can't let them know what I'm capable of.
I think we had another hide.
Pardon my French. That's a 5.
Okay, so go ahead and roll your consequence.
That's a 4.
Okay, well
that's not good. I have 3.
So yep, you are going to the spell kind of a wild magic thing comes up instead of a wizard magic.
Oh, so I roll again?
So something happens, but you're using your muscle magic instead of wizard magic.
Okay.
Because of this, your wild is going to go up by 1.
Okay.
But that means it is successful-ish. You are able to punch a T-Rex. And where are you punching this T-Rex?
I imagine like it's more of like I'm coming up underneath him and I'm just kind of slamming him against the ground and he bounces back up into his feet, but he's a little dazed.
You know, I'm not that up on my T-Rex size, but like Muscle Man, Magic Man, Danny Cabbage can, in fact, we think he can slam dunk slam a T-Rex.
We don't know what race Magic Man is. I'm not making assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think he knows.
Okay, so you are able to do some harm, but I'm going to say, because it was a fail, that you are going to attempt to do this slam, but it does not work. And it's more so like
just squeeze him. I just kind of squeeze him and feel a rib crack. Oh, I heard that, you little guy.
And immediately, he's big mad. Obviously, wants to bite your head off and start roaring and getting cranky. And but Magic Man has him in a hug. What else are you guys gonna do?
Quick, help me, guys!
I want to create like. I want rocks to come out of the earth, basically, to like hold his feet in place, the T-Rex, so he can't be running around rampaging.
Okay.
Wild.
That's wild. Go ahead and roll me that wild.
Okay, so that's a 6.
Okay, and roll me that consequence.
Okay, so that's a 3.
Okay, so the spell works, but you get to increase your wild.
Fuck,
so again, so now we're going to say that the T-Rex is immobilized. They are stuck in the same position. So Magic Man can leave its vicinity and it can only reach so far to bite your head off. Fair?
Yeah.
So, yep, it's still big mad, but it's kind of, it doesn't know, and it's trying to move, and it's kind of shaking its booty, and it can't really get out of there.
Oof. Are you going to do a thing?
Do the thing.
That looks like a face of wanting to do a thing.
It's so tricky, because if I do wizard, I have a slightly lower chance of succeeding. And
but
some
as
of those
a group,
things will just add to wild anyway.
That's true.
If I go wild just off the bat, I have a better chance of success. So right, I'll look to Saphira and not knowing. I don't know if I know. Llewellyn knows if that this is a collection of familiars. I'm just gonna give what I imagine is the torso a pat on the back, like a you get in there.
Just picture one there. Owl shooting out.
It's
like an ass pat, but it just ends up being one of the owls in the middle.
hey, lower. If you're gonna sit there, you patted my head.
Your head.
That was Olivia.
All right. I don't judge.
Wow. Roger, you hear a deep voice from Roger at this point. Olivia, shut up. You're gonna get caught.
God.
All right, Saphira, what you got?
Well, might as well send it back to the Ice Age, right?
Sure.
I'm going to try and, or they, she wants to, they, whichever, wants to try and like, well, there's already a mobile, but also she wants to try and do a little bit of cold damage to him.
So the frost nip?
Yep.
Okay. All right, go ahead and roll me wizard.
And I just took my dice tray into the sink. Dang it. Hold on. Oh, I rolled a 2.
Okay, great.
So that really kind of slows it down. It was going to try and bite Magic Man's head off, but it's cold. It hurts. It's not feeling great. It's a cold-blooded creature already. And like, they want to be out in the sun. So this T-Rex is not loving life right now and is a little hurt by this and honestly big mad, except that I can't do much at the moment. So, but that was successful.
Yes.
Incredible.
Good job, Saphira. Wait. Shut up, Olivia. Thank you.
That was Saphira.
I'm going to run up close, and I'm gonna try and just I'm struggling. I'm going to use the hairspray. So it's like in my brain, this is like a little bit of wild and a little bit of wizard, because I'm going to use the spark thing, or it's called like singe.
Singe.
Yeah.
But then with the hairspray, create a flamethrower and just try and burn its face.
But I am going to say that because wild is your better chance of succeeding, I'm going to let you roll with wild.
Okay.
Because either way, you could get the wild and fail.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Okay.
This is scary. Oh, my God. No.
No.
Jessica, please. I can't with you right now.
Jess is like, I want to sniff your failure.
That was a six, gang.
Oh,
okay. No.
But you, if you get a one or two, it's okay on your consequence.
Oh, please let it be a one or two.
That one went off the table. It's a three.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Oh.
So at that point, with a wild, the spell works. The negative side effect is that we're going to say at this point, your flamethrower works too well and is putting Danny in direct harm because he's right there. Mira comes over and she just she puts out the flamethrower and she's like, you know, I had my suspicions about you four, but it appears to me that we are not all using wizard magic, are we? And you
it
know
was all me. I'm the culprit. Ring of telekinesis, and I push her back as far as I can. And I'm going to sacrifice myself for the team and pretend like I'm the only one who's...
Okay. Just roll me. You got a D20 around? Okay.
We're breaking up with big guns.
Okay. I need you to roll a 15 or higher for this maneuver to get your other three friends to be able to pass. Yeah. You got to be real good at this telekinesis to have, and also to convince her that it was.
Come on.
Okay. You said 15 or higher?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Cross the fingers and toes.
Nah, it's a nine.
No modifier.
So she floats back and her eyes go red again and she's like, I told you, Llewellyn, I told you. No more illegal
I take all
magic.
The, all the toms. At the same time.
And she just
explodes.
The everything goes away. The dinosaur's gone. And she's like, I am sorry to let you all know, but non-wizarding magic has been outlawed, and you all are failing. I'm sorry.
No!
You will have to learn your spells like actual wizards and come back in a year and test again.
Oh, no!
So I'll see you guys in a year then, I guess.
I was undefeated!
I told you guys that this was too much. Shut up, Olivia. We already got in trouble. You need to go away now. But we've done so well.
And Vera says to you, Saphira, Roger, Olivia, you can all three of you come out now. No one is buying it anymore. You obviously, my allergies have been killing me since you walked near me.
What, you're allergic to owls? They all three pop their head finally up from underneath the wizarding robe.
All birds.
Owls.
Oops, all birds.
Hey, we tried, okay? We did our best, and we actually did really well.
Honestly, I am shocked and surprised by how close you guys got to beating it all. Like, I really thought
we were still
it would be tougher, yeah. So thanks again, everyone, for joining us for this game of Definitely Wizards, where a game with absolutely no wizards. And again, this is a slight TTRPG that is written by Elliot HT. You can get it on itch.io, probably on DriveThru, I would imagine, but I got it off of Itch. But thank you again to all my guests, and we hope that we get to see you all again.